Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton. The Catholic Church has a new pope, Cardinal Robert Prevost of Chicago. The 69-year-old is taking the name Leo XIV. Faithful across the Philadelphia region are offering prayers today. KYW's John McDevitt reports from the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul along the Parkway.
Monsignor John Slavinsky was celebrating Mass here at the Cathedral Basilica when he heard a commotion and people saying, "We have a new pope." After Mass, Monsignor checked his phone and saw that Cardinal Robert Prevost of Chicago was elected as the 267th pope. He says he was surprised that an American was elected.
First of all, there aren't that many American cardinals, but second of all, just the fact of an American being elected again by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit and the cardinals, it's just... We never really considered that, I guess. And we all are possibilities.
Diane Kachikian stopped by to offer a prayer for the new pope.
I'm thrilled that he's an American. I think it's going to change the view of Americans around the world. I'm praying for that. And I want to say a prayer, and today would have been my dad's 99th birthday, so it's pretty special.
Many people say they hope that Pope Leo follows in the footsteps of Pope Francis and builds on his reforms. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As it turns out, Pope Leo XIV's a 1970... As it turns out, Pope Leo XIV is a 1977 Villanova University grad. KYW's Justin Udo visited campus today, and he learned that long after graduation, the math major held a tight hold onto his... mainline connections.
The bells here on Villanova's campus are tolling in excitement as the university celebrates one of its own. Before he was Pope Leo XIV, he was Bishop Robert Francis Prevost. And before that, he was a 1977 grad of Villanova University. And the math major who made missionary trips around the world kept a fondness for his alma mater. That was very clear when he led a mass of Villanova students and faculty in Rome just last year.
Just being in his presence then and thinking about it retrospectively now is just honestly very surreal.
Amos Colocho, a sophomore at Villanova, says when it comes to the new pope's message of peace, he knows firsthand that it's not just lip service.
Personally, I'm not Catholic, and when I chose to not receive the Eucharist by crossing my arms, him blessing me, like, that action itself really stuck with me. And it's something that I am still thinking about right now as he was just elected the new pope.
Many of the students still here on campus are all smiles as Nova Nation moves to the Vatican. At Villanova University, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police have identified the man who allegedly shot an officer who was trying to break up a brawl outside Overbrook High. They say he has a criminal record and shouldn't have been armed in the first place. The officer is now stable and recovering. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says Deshaun Say is charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and weapons charges. And Bethel says Say has a record, assault and retail theft charges here, and drug and gun charges in Florida. Bethel says some of the young people involved in the fight outside Overbrook called Say for help. The exact relationship isn't fully clear to police, but they say Say showed up and at some point fired his gun, and the bullet ricocheted and hit a 26-year-old officer. Bethel says there's no excuse for what happened.
So anybody out there say, oh, it was an accident, and you know, you brought a gun to a fight. What was your expectation? So don't be surprised when the gun goes off. I mean, let's make sure we're clear. I can't say what his intent was, but an apology is not what I'm looking for today.
The 19th District cop, who's been on the force a little over a year, had surgery. Bethel says he has been moving a little bit and has been able to talk and text with family and friends. Police are continuing their investigation, including looking at cell phone video to see if any of the students or anyone else will face consequences. In the Northeast, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Visitor Center and Independence Historical Trust is teaming up with the National Park Service to bring back their Movies on the Mall series for a second season in 2025. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Movies on the Mall is a fun-free family event, and Maida Sukup, Vice President of Experience and Engagement at the Philadelphia Visitor Center, says last year's inaugural event was a big hit.
We had over 900 people join us for the first movie. You know, Philadelphia families were sitting alongside tourists and business people traveling, and it was a really great experience.
Sukup says the National Park Service helps them curate movies that touch on the history of Philadelphia. This year, four films will be featured each month from June through September.
We're going to touch on history with a showing of Harriet on June 20th. And we're going to celebrate in style with Wow Wow Welcome America by showing Independence Day on Tuesday, July 1st. And then we're going to end Movies on the Mall with National Treasure in August.
And then, of course, National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets in September. Screens will be set up outside of the Independence Visitor Center on Market Street. Guests can bring blankets, lawn chairs, and snacks to cozy up under the stars after dusk. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.